Hey, hey, this is Dave, a.k.a. Vavictus X from 27gaming.com, and you are listening to My Introduction.
Hello, this is Marcus, a.k.a. Bill North of 27gaming, and you are listening to the Only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
Someone give me a tankard! This is going to get good!
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community by the community. You can find us online at NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hi, I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso.
And I'm Trey, a.k.a. AstroCon.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
And I'm Skunk, a.k.a. Skunkeen.
And I'm Dave, Eat to Surf.
And this is episode 84 of the only Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The podcast all about the Neverwinter Nights series of role-playing games.
Hey, there's a knock at the door. Who's there?
I'll get it. Hey, it's Jay! It's Jay! It's Jay!
Hey, everybody, this is Jay, a.k.a. Navinka Neruda. What's up, guys?
Hey, you come back for the last show of the year, man.
Yeah, thought I'd come bring some Christmas presents.
Oh, cool. What'd you get us?
Yeah, what'd you get?
What'd you get me?
A song and a smile.
We'll put some clothes on.
I can't return that. Does that come with a receipt?
You wish.
What'd you get, Skunker?
I got a rock.
Perfume.
Skunk's got enough.
No holiday ale.
No, well, I figured you already had that, so no reason to bring it.
Did not ever have enough of holiday ale.
Well, hey, everybody, this is going to be the last show of the year before we go into the holidays. We're going to take a 2-week break. What do y'all think about that?
Yay!
Oh, my God.
I think there's no rest for the wicked.
Hey, and so in this episode, we're going to do kind of a year-end review. It's going to be fun. But before we do that, so what are some games that everybody's been playing?
I've been playing Assassin's Creed, and I did another run through of Vampire the Masquerade's Bloodlines.
Oh, yeah?
I hear Assassin's Creed is pretty cool.
It is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful, but...
It's beautiful!
But it also has the continuity of the most incredible, fluid animation I have played in a game so far. It is just effortless, you know, when your guy's climbing up walls and jumping into haystacks and everything else, and it is so completely fluid and it feels effortless. This guy can climb up anything and it doesn't feel like you're always stuck.
For a split second, I was about to get Assassin's Creed, that or maybe World of Warcraft, and then I dropped my drawers in Best Buy and sprayed the whole counter, and I just left. And, you know, Storm of Zaheer was enough for me, you know.
World of
Warcraft.
I still
had more to do with it.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, well, World of...
Blasphemy.
Yeah. I walked out of there. Surprisingly, nobody stopped me. I sprayed Assassin's Creed. I sprayed Warcraft, and I sprayed all those other games. And
so nobody else could play them?
They're more than welcome to play it. You know, that's sort of like that's my blessing onto the game. But I think I'm going to stick with Neverwinter Nights for the holidays.
Hey, I made it out of the skein in Neverwinter Nights 2.
Finally?
Are you proud of me?
I am so proud of you.
Ask me if I'm using the spirit bar.
Of course you are.
What spirit bar?
Exactly, it's gone.
You know, you could just open up the tool set and, like, save a start right at the very end.
Oh, Kenna.
Yeah, just start at the last area.
Well, Dave, why didn't you tell me that three years ago?
Trey, I have a question. Did you do the full escape from the skein, or did you do the easy way out?
I don't know. I met the big witch.
Oh, you meet her regardless.
Seven-foot thing in the middle.
I don't want to give spoilers because there may actually be people like you.
Well,
who are still
I'm still I'm Trey.
Like
Trey,
me. Thank you.
I'm actually only in Neverwinter. So
yeah, see, so they're not even as far as I am.
I
gave
up.
Doesn't count. He's a builder. They never finish anything.
If they're not letting me sneak
I've
into the city,
before.
The heck with them.
It's not
Did you do all of the elements, all of the things to get out of this scene, or did you do the quick, easy way?
Well, I don't know. I had to go around and get these blood globes.
Okay, you did all four of these things and killed these big old elemental things. Well, it's far worth it to do it that way rather than, well, I don't want to say, but it's worth it to do that way because you find some awesome stuff down in the trenches where that release the, where all the water goes away.
Oh, no, I didn't go down there.
What?
I thought it was like a sewage place.
You spent all that time gathering those globes and stuff and you didn't even go down there? Oh, you missed out on some really good stuff.
Yeah, there's some floating candy bars down there for you.
There's a bag of holding down there.
Baby Ruth.
You're holding whose bag?
You mean there was another level I didn't go into?
Surely you saw everything.
I don't remember the water going away. I remember everything started collapsing. It said, you got to get out of here as fast as you can.
Oh, then you killed the elemental.
Yeah.
Oh, so you did it the easy way then.
Oh, I did?
You could have done that right from the beginning without screwing with all the globes and stuff.
Well, I didn't know that. What I was playing. I played it over a too long of a stretch, I guess. It didn't make that connection. Skunk, what have you been playing?
I've been working on the Neverwinter Nights vidcast more than gaming.
Okay, but you finished Storm of the Seer.
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool. And you've been playing Witcher, Dave?
I upgraded to the enhanced version, which took like 2 days. And then, it's supposed to increase or slow down the loading times or speed up the loading times. I couldn't quite tell which. But I played a little bit.
There's also more dialogue and stuff for the enhanced edition.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
But I've basically been surviving the in-law onslaught, so.
Yeah, I see you survived.
Yeah.
So, J-Bo, you been playing anything, or are you working on your podcast?
Well, I've been working on some applications for one of the organizations that I work with, but I have been spending a little bit of time in Second Life. We do some presentations and technical stuff in there, so we get in there every once in a while. That's kind of fun.
What is Second Life?
Second Life is a 3D world. Where you have your own avatar and you can build your own areas, and Microsoft has built their Microsoft Island.
Is it an MMO?
No, it's not. It's just
it's
basically
like,
all social.
William Gibson's dream, kind of.
Yeah, it's been around for ages. You never heard of it?
No.
Yeah, it's chat, but with your avatar running around.
I see.
But you can create your own areas. Microsoft built Microsoft Island, and they have a whole bunch of kiosks and stuff set up there, and you can actually connect your PowerPoint presentation into it, and a whole bunch of group can show up, and you can present your presentation to the group in line.
Okay, so before we get to the year in review, do we have any news?
Review.
Rob McGinnis told me that the next patch will be released Friday. So that might be
like
today, folks, if you're listening to this right now. Friday, you should have the new patch for...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a beta patch that so that... The on enter and some other things are going to be fixed before it's official, right?
He told me that it's going to be out Friday.
Yeah, all the words that they put on their website and the boards were saying they were releasing it as a beta because they didn't want everybody to not have access to their fixes, but it wasn't, you know, official. It wasn't not beta until January, but. But they're releasing both the beta and the way to revert it back.
So that's patch what number?
121 or 22?
121 just came out.
It's 20
after supposed, Storm is here.
Yeah, so it's 22. So now we're going to do a special segment. Since this is our year-end show, we've actually listed out everybody that's been in the show for all of 2008 and some highlights. So I guess we started out the year and Neverwinter Nights won an Emmy honors at the CES in Las Vegas.
Something about some sort of electronic awards of some type. A bunch of other games won some awards also at some sort of convention they held there.
Atari removed from the NASDAQ, leading to lots of news and concerns and the financial stability of the company.
I remember when we talked about that in the news.
Yeah, I remember the boards, everybody's going, oh, Atari's going broke. What's going to happen?
I believe they ended up filing financial statements to the NASDAQ about 6 months later or 4 months later, I believe I read somewhere. But, yeah, a lot of people had concerns around that time.
So Michelle, what was our first interview of the year?
Our first interview of the year was Zach Holbrook for Harping Chrysanthemums. And also on that New Year's show, we had Monty Markland.
That's right.
From Rodeo Studios, now hired by Obsidian, join us in the show to record.
Yeah. He had just joined Obsidian, hadn't he?
Yes.
He called us from his office.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
What kind of car did he drive?
He drove a Cadillac.
And then we had I think our first international interview of the year right after that. Fabian Cerruti. Did I say that right? You interviewed him.
Yes, I did. And I played all of his series and Bastards of Kosigan, which, by the way, the final chapter is being released soon.
Hey, and then then somebody joined the team right after that. Who was it? I don't know who it was.
Dave.
Surfer dude.
Some surfer dude.
Dude.
Is that when I came in? Oh, that's right. That's when you went off to, Thailand or something, and I helped out. Yeah.
And you almost interviewed yourself? No, you didn't almost interview yourself. I interviewed you about Jack and the Beanstalk that you had put out for.
Well, I didn't write that.
I know you didn't.
Then we had Eric Carlson, a.k.a. Barra, on the show. And he got to speak about his highly reputed creations.
Is he the horror dude?
He's the master of horrors.
Yeah. Well, then there was that big module roundtable where everybody talked about their developments with, was it Lady Elvenstar and Wraith, Veldrin and Delek, and who else was there?
Mel Anser, Wyron, Amphriel, and Noah 4. Ernie Noah.
Ernie Noah.
Ernie's retired now, y'all know that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
So where do Neverwinter Nights modders go when they retire?
To work.
These dungeons where these ghostly scripts haunt them forever. All over the
No, they go to Baldur's Gate.
No, I'm serious. I saw it. I saw Ernie being haunted by scripts.
You saw Ernie's mind.
Yes, I did. And it was a very scary place.
He's sitting in a nursing home in a wheelchair wearing that shirt. Navinka Naroda says... Thou shalt slay thy enemies or something.
Kill
not thine enemies.
Hey, and then we interviewed a small stinky rodent.
Skunk!
Dude, skunkaroo!
I think he was the DM of the year or something at that time.
Some little pissant little award like that. I don't know what it was.
I think the ballot box was stuffed.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
And then somebody went on hiatus, so he joined the team.
Yeah. I barged right on in.
Then we interviewed Ossian Studios. Ossian Studios for their upcoming Mysteries of Westgate. That's when we actually learned how to say it correctly.
Yep.
What, Mysteries of Westgate?
No.
Nice.
Ossian.
Also this year, Sony CEO Phil Harrison joins Atari.
So that was about the time that we had that interview with Ossian.
Then we ended up interviewing Adam Miller, and he talked about his works on his NWN2 Dark Waters adventures.
Was that when Death said hello?
Death was cool. Death showed up again in Loot Hero.
And hey, this is pretty cool. We finally had a female modder. An interview with a female module author. How cool is that? Domi Soto.
And then weeks after we interviewed her, they made her pull her module off of the vault.
Well, it got pulled out of the contest. It got pulled out of the contest.
Yeah, they said it was a derivative work or something.
Right.
Like that. And that's when Skunk fell in love with her voice.
That was sad, because I think she did a lot of great work on that. She should have gotten more credit than that.
She is in production of a full-blown module now.
Cool.
Yeah, she took some audio samples of my voice for that.
She also is going to be in an upcoming roundtable to discuss Storm of Zaheer's perks for the toolset for modders.
Yeah, I play an angry paladin in her module.
I can't picture that.
I can't picture you angry.
I can't really? Picture him as a paladin.
See, I'm trying to remember what my lines were.
A paladin on Prozac.
Yeah, I think, okay. Okay, I had to say real angry, defend yourself, so it sounded like, defend yourselves!
Woo! Wow. You defend yourself right now!
Hey, that was Pablo.
Well, I'm killing you. You better defend it right now. Right now.
By golly, or you'll be sorry.
Okay, and then we had a round table interview with the Realms of Anacalia Persistent World where we had all those DMs on.
Why don't you have a square table? What's this doing?
I was
going
to say, we don't even have a table.
Yeah.
People keep running into the corners.
Because if we had a table, y'all'd get under it.
You're not under one now?
Skunk, and then you had a big interview about DMing, didn't you? With somebody who's big in the DMing community.
Big. Yeah, Carlo won. Carlo won. Carlo number one.
So what's happening with the DMFI right now? Anything interesting?
Oh, yeah. They're planning on focusing more on Neverwinter Nights 2. It looks like I'm probably the last remnant of the DMFI still focused on, you know, partly on Neverwinter Nights 1, which I'm active with both games. But that's what he's up to. They're focusing on pushing out some more modules for the community to DM.
How's so you want to be a DM doing for Neverwinter Nights 2? Oh, have we seen any download counts?
I haven't checked it since we got an exclusive to try it out first.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, and then Michelle got her wick dirty.
Woo-hoo! What? What?
You go, girl.
Dirty wick.
I observed around the world snap.
I lit my wick.
Didn't you? Then next you interviewed Dirty Wick, right?
Dirty Wick, yes, for Subtlety of A, which since then he has released Subtlety of A 2, which is a smashing hit on the vault.
Oh, wow.
Excellent, excellent module. 30 hours of gameplay.
And during that time in April, there was a lot of awards and nominations for the year before, often announced from the Neverwinter Nights Vault and AME. I remember there was a lot of hype then.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, everything started getting really busy then.
Then we sent Lisa away.
Yeah, they shiped me off.
We shiped her. We shipped her off to Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, actually, didn't she go to Hollywood?
Oh, it's Hollywood.
Or was it Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Texas, team.
Come and listen to a story about a girl named Michelle.
Sent off to Beverly Hills.
So it did. So does that all you did was bring back some exclusive screenshots? You did more than that, didn't you?
I also had an exclusive interview.
She hung out by the pool.
Yeah.
I hung out by the pool with Alan Miranda and Russ Davis and got to have an interview with them right in the cabana.
We made that an extra episode. That was about the time we went back to a weekly show, didn't we?
Yes.
I don't know. I did three that week.
You did.
I did three shows that week.
So going back to a weekly schedule was a slowdown.
And then, Dave, you had your one and only interview you've ever done? No, your first one.
I did one with FFBJ. Actually, he's got a new update on his Aurelian Knights that we talked of.
I was wondering about that.
Did he release it? He never let us know when he released it.
I don't know if he's released the new update for it yet on the vault or not. I've got a copy that my in-laws have made it so I can't look at yet, but I'm going to be digging into that next week.
Well, FFBJ, he ended up saying that he was going to incorporate Asher Khan and Skunkeen as, like, foes against each other. Like,
oh, dude, he's got a couple of those things going now.
Russ, with a.k.a. Tiberius, gave us a wicked insight from his transition from Neverwinter Nights to Neverwinter Nights 2, creating adventures.
That was totally wicked.
Which Russ totally a.k.a. Tiberius, was one of the gentlemen that I interviewed and a writer for Mysteries of Whiskey.
Uh-huh. Has it released yet?
2009.
To be announced.
Yes, we announced that in the last episode or the episode before. There was an article that it was going to be TBA 2009. Oh. And then, finally, after how many years of nagging and nagging, Rob McGinnis joined us on the show.
I talked to Rob McGinnis tonight, asking him to see if he would wish the community a happy holidays from Obsidian, and he said he couldn't. His throat was sore.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go, Ray. I'm Rob McGinnis. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all of you at Neverwinter Nights community. We appreciate the support.
Hi, I'm not Rob McGinnis, but I play him on that Neverwinter Nights podcast.
I'm not a Rob McGinnis, but I play one on TV.
Hi, I'm Rob McGinnis, and if you don't like SOZ, I'll kill you.
Oh my god.
CEP version 2.1 released, and later CEP releases 2.2 within the same year.
Yeah, so we just announced that in the last episode.
Yeah, they've had two big updates in 1 year, which is very unique.
And they also gave us an interview right at about the time 2.1 was releasing.
And we had Robinson Workshop interview with Hellfire and Baron that later won a GDA Golden Dragon Award. And we had to bring them back again onto the show twice because we dig those guys.
The group's so nice, we interviewed them twice.
Once again, we go international with Frank Perez, a.k.a. Alysius. Frank Perez is actually on two huge projects right now, The Faithless, which is the module he's been working on, and he joined a very big team, and they are on a huge project also.
Of which you can't speak about.
Which I cannot speak about.
We welcomed Wraith Veldrin back to the show to chat about Sands of Soville. We had had him on the previous year for another interview, hadn't we?
He was in the round table. He was in the Modders round table.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And then Rob McGinnis was promoted to assistant producer for SOZ.
Sands of Zier.
Thanks for clarifying that, because I'm sure nobody knew what SOZ meant.
And some of us still don't.
Well, that was the least of our problems.
I had just referenced that joke about I said Storm of Soul Hell, but anyway.
Yeah, that's what you were thinking of when you said it, wasn't it?
Exactly.
But that would have been SOM.
At least
that's my excuse.
At least that's a story and is sticking to it.
That's right.
So then we had then there were game events that failed.
Yeah, oh, here it goes.
Yeah.
And the girl gamer roundtable that never happened but did but didn't but did but didn't.
It did, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I will survive.
It was broken.
As long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive.
You know, there was more singing about the Girl Gamer Roundtable than there actually was audio of the Girl Gamer Roundtable.
So are you going to try to do that one for 2009, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to reschedule it.
You going to let Dave and I in on it?
No. Are you girls? If you cut it off, you can join us.
Oh my God.
Come on, we're supposed to be role players. Can't y'all just role play? It's, you know, like
your voice is going to have to get a lot higher than that.
You role play. It's a gnomish device.
Go ahead, y'all. I could up y'all's pitch if you want.
You're not touching me, dude.
Hey, and then the 2007 Academy of Mighty Excellence Golden Dragon Awards were announced first over the NWN podcast. And we were nominated for the Community Contribution Award. We didn't win, but we were nominated. Yay!
Wait a minute. I got to say it.
What?
It was good to be nominated.
Yeah, it was.
And Axe won that, right?
Especially with the Axe Murderer won. Especially with who we were nominated with.
Yeah.
Neverwinter Connections and Axe Murderer.
You ever wondered if he intimidated the AME board? You know, come
on, axe murderer.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he took an axe after him.
So then, after the bad bit of sad news of not winning the Golden Dragon Award, Neverwinter Nights 1 final patch was released, 1.69, and BioWare said goodbye to Neverwinter Nights.
But of course, we have Project Q.
Yeah. Project Q has come back up.
Yeah, they can say goodbye all they want. The community is not.
I agree.
We won't go away.
Not to die.
What the hell was that?
That was my dragon.
I think that's anaphylactic shock.
You got a little phlegm right there?
Oh, you punched yourself in the parts and then shouted that. Well, Trey was really busy around that time.
Who? Wait. Who?
Asher Khan. You.
Thank you. Don't use my first name.
Oh, yeah, because no one ever hears it.
They don't have no clue who you are. Ash ended up doing quite a bit of tours and reviews of game worlds like Forlorn City, Anacolia, and Harvest Moon. You seem to be getting on a roll.
So, and then Jay and Lisa went on to a long hiatus.
We did?
Yes.
Ah.
And actually, that's when I had a month off,
months.
Too. And I had that July off.
Yep. And so it was Skunk and I there for a while, and Jay, and then Jay decided to go off and start his own podcast. And then we had some guest hosts for the year.
Sir Chet.
Dragon Star. Mask and Taibei. Thank you guys for guest hosting for us.
Yeah. I actually got to role play a little bit with Sir Chet, and he's a blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did too.
Oh, the Deliso and her bouncy rock changed focus from Stygius to her Misery Stone.
Misery Stone? What's that?
You have a bouncy rock?
Yes, we do.
Did y'all know that Dave says dude 4,723 times over the show?
Dude! Is that all?
Did you really count those?
4,724 now.
You dude, went back no and way. Listened and counted every one of those?
No.
Yes, Trey, he did. Actually, he wrote a subroutine.
And oddly enough, that's exactly the same number of bottles of ale that Skunk has drank over the year.
Okay, that I believe.
The whole year is a blur to me.
Well, that's because the DM of the year, it's, you know, your duty. Isn't that one of the duties?
See, Dave, and then we had your interview player.
There you go.
Your interview. Your gamer interview. Your what? Your what,
spit
your
it out, Trey.
Gamer with an interview.
Yeah, Eric 32. Unfortunately, we released it. I think when he was on vacation. I had a lot of fun with him. That was another international one. He's from Poland.
Mm-hmm. A good fellow.
There was quite a few international interviews this year. You guys, everybody did a really good job of making sure that it wasn't just focused on North America.
Dark Avengers series with Wyron D, who is the author of Dark Avenger 1 and 2 that it's been released so far. And that was an awesome interview. He also was international. England.
I think you came back from hiding to do that one, didn't you?
I think she did that one before
I
she went away.
Remember.
And we...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And she edited it during hiding or something like that.
Yeah.
And then we got closed down.
Yeah, Jay, you want to tell us about that
one? Oh, that's 2 weeks for a week that I don't whenever remember.
Well, our hosting provider shut us down.
Somehow they finally looked at our server logs and decided that our downloads were too high, and they wanted to force us into paying a lot more money for a dedicated server, and they shut us down. But we finally got it back up and going.
Yep, and now we're over on a new hosting server, and we're about to go live with a new website when we start the new year, so be looking for that.
What are we doing, Jay? About every 5 minutes, one of us IM'd you.
It's not working, Jay.
Exactly.
He's like, shut up. Leave me alone.
I'm trying to fix it.
Who was that server? Who was the host?
I was calling him on the cell phone.
That's right. Was it For Life or what was that?
Web Host for Life.
It's a short life.
CTP Roundtable interview. And also...
who all was in that? Was that Mask?
Mask and Banner Blood Fist and S Delicious.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's when Lisa's fan showed up?
That's when the gerbil fans rioted. Then we had a Golden Dragon interview with Tony and Professor Andarian. Tony Donadio. That wasn't his first time to be on the show.
I don't know. It's probably about his third, fourth, his or last, fifth, either. Or he's like probably got more shows and interviews than I do.
Hey, yeah, Tony's cool though. Hey, and then I think Jay, you can take the next one. That was your last interview you did, wasn't it?
Alex Hugan and Greg Wilson. Yeah, that was the third sign. Awesome story. I need to catch up with those guys and see where they're at with it.
Excellent interview too. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, when you do, let us know.
Yeah, I will.
And there was, of course, Cadron's PRC pack with all that knowledge shared.
That was one that I set up earlier, but I didn't get to complete on, so I'm glad to see.
I think Skunk did that one.
Great.
Didn't you, Skunk? Or didn't? Yeah, Skunk did that one. Then Skunk interviewed Matt Deller, the poetic colossus. And he chatted about his new employment with Obsidian.
He was employed.
Yeah, he was employed. That's right. And his persistent world called Hero Stone.
Yeah, which he now later ended up uploading to the vault, so anyone
can
You can now download a quite a impressive, modern, and up-to-date PW. If you want to host your own persistent world, check out the Hero Stone. Created, and he was a Hall of Fame Dungeon Master also.
Yeah, and then King Skunk brought back the NWN Con 4. Tell us about that, Skunk.
It wasn't just with me. It was with Carvon also.
Uh-huh.
And, we kicked ass.
And I won The Witcher. That was cool.
Yeah. And next year is going to be bigger.
I thought that what y'all did was pretty good.
Yeah.
With what you had.
Yeah, we got a lot more folks going to hop on board. Atari's planning on doing more. BioWare and Obsidian. So, and others. Next one will hopefully be bigger.
Maybe Atari?
Oh, they already said definitely. They're going to do a lot more next year with NWC Con.
And then we captured the axe murderer. What did he teach us?
Fine cooking with his cutlery.
That is one wicked dude.
We interviewed him about his Golden Dragon Award, didn't we? Community contribution.
Yeah.
Cooking with cutlery? Oh, damn, there went my hand.
Then we had a Citadel team interview at the creators of the Citadel module that won an AME Golden Dragon Award also.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing that interview. That was a fun one.
Mm-hmm. Madeline St. Romain, that's a pretty name. And Jeff Tyson and Jim Grimsley.
She's also known as Maddie Ann as well.
Mm-hmm.
She agreed to be on our backup list, by the way.
And then there was Lance Botel chatting about his GDA for Soul Shaker. That's right, we're on a big, long list of GDA award shows.
Yeah. Yes, we actually got to partner up with the AME and got to interview lots, not all of their winners for 2007, but a lot of them, which was great. Appreciate them letting us do that. I think they had fun doing it, too.
So are all of you on the AME panel now?
And so are you.
No, I'm not. I'm not on there.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. No, did you not listen to episode 85?
Yeah, I heard him. I'm not on the 84. AME panel. I heard all of you were. I'm sorry.
No, I think, what did we agree? I think Michelle agreed to be a player.
Yeah.
Trey ended up doing, or Asher Khan ended up doing some interviews over at NWC Con. He interviewed Tsunami, which recently did the DMSI update.
They were our events for the con.
Didn't you just invite anybody from NWC Con to get on
the show?
Well,
I remember I set up three events during the con for people to join. And
nice.
Yeah, the NWC Con being a three-day ongoing event.
I can't imagine how you were, dude.
I slept for a week after NWC Con.
Now, somewhere in here, this time period, didn't you guys start doing the reviews for the outfitters?
That's right,
the module outfitters.
Yeah, the module outfitters.
That's true.
Yeah, that started in end of June. Yep. And that just wrapped up. When did you, with Skunk winning the
actually,
the last
Skunk
one.
Won the last one.
I disgraced the whole thing. I put up, anybody could have beaten me. I just wanted to do some competition.
Did they show your win?
Sure.
On the vault?
Yeah, yeah, it's
I don't remember seeing it.
Yeah, yeah. They had it on the front page of the vault that I won the contest.
I think Mr. Westgate's kind of pulled down that contest. Because, of course, you want a code.
For the game that'll never be released. Yeah. This will be like Mysteries of Westgate. It's going to be Neverwinter Nights as Duke Nukem. It's just never going to come out.
It'll come out. They've proven it's not vaporware. We have somebody that saw it.
I believe that it's the game portion of it is complete. I think it's very reminiscent of Neverwinter Nights 1's premium modules program that just seemed to always be plagued with problems and cancellations and everything else.
You're saying the planets are aligned against it, is what you're saying?
Seems like
I it. Think it'll overcome. It'll
I hope overcome. So. I hope so.
TBA 2009.
So, hey, and then Skunk had an awesome interview with Marcus Wayne Schlegel, a German, so another international interview.
Yeah, I ended up working with him, Sir Chet and I did. We interviewed him, which is kind of weird because we work with him now on a Hunt Through the Dark remastered trilogy that Wayne Schlegel's working on.
How's that coming?
Pretty wicked. Wayne's still doing his part, and Sir Chet's working on the editing, and I think I might help with like load hints and the audio voices. Then we ended up having Jeff, a.k.a. Nigelith, from the CCP community, Creature Project. He joined us in the shortest host segments in the recording history of the Neverwinter Nights podcast. Ain't that right, Asher Khan?
Is that the one I did solo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Jay did one last year solo because none of us were able to make it.
No, I was able to make
it. I think that's my second one that I've done solo. And Jay has done one.
What happened to the... when did we do the... was it Tomoakin? Deep in Tubsakian. When did we do that?
I think
Skunk?
That was last year.
No, that...
Ernie Noah's Tomoakin? That was last year.
No, the one that Skunk and I were lost in there looking for Mystery of Westgate codes.
Keanu Jones. Yeah.
Skunkiana Jones, deep in the
tombs of Tub, whatever it was.
Tubsakin.
Granny Full interviewed and chats about his Golden Dragon Award and work with creating the Neverwinter Nights 2 auto downloader.
Oh, yeah, that was the interview that I did with him where he got where Rob McGinnis gave him the permission to announce the auto downloader. Yep. We actually, that was an exclusive. We did that and then put it in right that week. Bumped some of the other interviews because that was hot off the presses. Yeah.
And PWs everywhere over Neverwinter Nights 2 rejoiced.
And then Bouncy Rock announced the humongous Halloween module event.
And they joined us for an interview.
Wow. Who was in that? Was that Jay Clef in there?
Jay Clef and Johnny Ree, and I conducted the interview. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was part of it also, but...
Yeah, you know you were.
Is that when you were doing... The Teletubbies were already done, but not been told about, right?
Yeah, this is after... It was already released when we did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was released. Because we released the podcast the night it released on Halloween.
I think the number one thing we've heard so far about our module itself is that it was disturbing. People need medical, mental health help.
About the Liso house? Yeah.
Yeah.
Liso and Johnny house.
When I walked into that area, when my character walked into that area, and I heard the Teletubby song, as I did,
I went.
Actually,
yay!
My two favorite modules in the Halloween module was Tiberius 2009 or 209, and Alysius's Frank Perez.
Remind me, what was in those?
Tiberius is one with the vampire. He actually goes on and talks about Mysteries of Westgate, and all of your companions are either from his modules or from Mysteries of Westgate. And
oh, I don't think I made it to that one yet.
Oh, you've got to do his. His is fantastic.
Is his house on the inside? I haven't done all the ones.
I actually think it's on one of the outer areas.
Oh, really? I've done everything out on the outside.
It might be a little closer to town. I'm not sure. And Frank Perez has had kind of an adventure.
I like that one.
Right. It had more like an adventure air to it. It was fun. And it wasn't so impossible to figure out, but it did make you think a little.
I also enjoyed Ernie's,
too. Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I made it actually debut in his dialogue. No. Once again, I get made fun of for playing.
I also like Black Reigns. Black Reigns.
Oh yeah, I agree. Good. They are a really nice bunch.
Incredible collaboration of some of the best people in the community, and I'm just looking at it on the vault, and it's got a 9.94 score.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's getting steady downloads.
Check out my prose that I wrote too.
I'm still waiting for your vote.
I know, I haven't finished yet.
Like I
maybe
said,
next maybe. Year you'll get that.
I don't know if anyone noticed that if they pulled the lever in mine, those bad guys were pop.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed Dave's
too. Did you
oh,
know
yeah.
they were pod
I was, like,
people?
Busting out laughing the whole time I was in Dave's.
Did you examine the pod people, the bad guys?
The whole thing is odd.
I went up into the thing and
right, but did you?
I slayed everything too.
Did you see what those were?
Zombies.
No, they were pod people.
No. Oh, pod people.
Yep, and if you examined them, they looked familiar. Yeah. They looked and sounded familiar. No, if you examined them, it just said they looked and sounded familiar because, of course, it was my house and I was getting attacked by pod.
Skunk had a house in there too.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
I went into his house and I opened up the little chest and he said, "Here, trick or treat." But then I couldn't use anything in it.
Yeah, I was one of the first people that tried rushing to get on the project. I was hoping to end up having a multiplayer aspect to the thing.
Actually, the first person who was done was Adam Miller. He was done 2 days after I asked him to do it and had it submitted and ready to go.
I don't think a multiplayer aspect wasn't really much of a important thing for that. I think MP makes Lisa's head explode with confusion. So I ended up just reverting back to what the original plan was. Everybody was supposed to just say, you know, greet trick-or-treaters, say hi, and then tell them, get the hell out of my house. That's what I did.
That's what
so
he
that's
did.
That's what I did. So, yeah, here's your treat. Go.
Okay, and then back to our year in review, the Neverwinter Connection got hacked.
Yeah, right.
Went to a hacker attack.
Again.
Yeah, that was like the second time.
Yeah, they got fixed once, but it was like right in a row, like within the same month.
And then we aired Skunk's excellent interview of Lord of the Worms for his Golden Dragon Award for his forest tile sets, right, that he won?
Yeah, seasonal forest tile sets.
Seasonal forest, yes.
Yeah.
Y'all talked about other things besides that, too, as well, though.
Oh, Lord of Worms has so much stuff on the vault. He is probably the numero uno of tile set creation for Neverwinter Nights 1, hands down.
I don't know about y'all, but I want to thank Skunk for getting us doing. He did a lot of interviews that last half of the year that you know, I think were awesome.
I agree.
Yeah, Skunk.
Three cheers for Skunk.
Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Huzzah!
Aw, thanks, folks.
And then Michelle was back, and she actually landed an Obsidian interview. Want to tell us about that, Michelle?
It was with Bobby Knoll and Justin Renard of Obsidian. They were guests on a talk about Storm is a Here. I think it was just about ready to get released. I think it was near release.
And they were programmers.
Yeah. Along with the interview, I did get a reviewer's copy of Storm is a Here, so I had it for about a week before it actually hit the shelves.
You lucky. I kept on telling her every time I saw her that you're so lucky. I was so such and such envy that you had that game before everybody else.
She did try to get us all copies, by the way.
Yeah.
We're not sure if she hurt anybody to do it. But.
Well, I hear that I'm getting it for Christmas, but I might sneak down, open it up, and take the disc out. Install it and stick it back in.
Just get you a knife, a real fine knife, and slit the end and weasel it out.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Ho, ho, ho. Nobody will know. Ho, ho, ho.
What are you playing, Daddy? Oh, nothing.
Something I just downloaded off the internet.
And then we had a really cool, it was a really fun interview. Skunk and I had fun doing this one.
Oh, the murder mayhem.
Yeah. We had Cockroach on the show. Oh. Our Spanish Inquisitor. He cast an evil spell on the show.
Everyone expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That's right. That was good. Cockroach is cool.
And he does so much. He's like, remember the AME international guy who runs the neverwinteros.com, all kinds of stuff. And if you go listen to that interview, you'll hear all about all that.
Yeah. He did DMFI, DM tools for Neverwinter Nights too.
And a lot for the Spanish community, the Spanish-speaking Neverwinter Nighters.
He has a module here soon, King for a Day. And then Liso and Johnny Ree give an exclusive SOZ review here.
After she played it for 30 hours?
Approximately.
I got to read that first.
Yes, you did.
Because you did the editing.
And then Skunk did his first full episode. He got the talent. He did the show. He did the interview. And he did all the post-production. Thanksgiving week.
And they beat me up.
Because I told everybody to take the week off, but he wanted to do one anyway. So that's when you had, who all did you have on the show?
Although he did have me on hold from like Tuesday. I was checking my email about every whatever.
He interviewed, that was when we played the Ninja Weasel Man interview.
Yeah, where his intimate animation suite. Yeah. Every time I see him, he just does an LOL. No.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, there was so much edited from that show. He ended up saying hi to me a couple days ago, and he just says LOL like nonstop. He must have really enjoyed that show. But it was cool having him on there. There's so much edited out of that show, which I don't think we'll ever see the light of the day.
Hey, then we had the AME roundtable last episode, and under the table. Anyway, I think all those guys really enjoyed that, and they're probably going to do some more of those next year. And then, for the last episode of the year, this episode, we're going to have 27 Gaming on. And they're going to talk about their Neverwinter Nights module, The Mad Bishop. So without further ado, here it is.
The Mad Bishop!
Okay, today we have with us David, a.k.a. Vivictus, and Marcus, a.k.a. Belnroth, from 27gaming.com. They've recently announced the development of the Mad Bishop, a Neverwinter Nights module. It will be a single-player rogue-focused module featuring an intriguing storyline and interesting puzzles. 27 Gaming also has a persistent world in development called Tyranimphal, with Belnroth as the project lead. So welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome. Thanks.
So why don't we start out, and why don't y'all tell us, what is 27gaming.com, and how did you come up with that name?
I guess I should take that one. As far as the first part of that question, what is 27gaming.com, originally I had my own studio, if you want to call it that, which was Grimwood Studios, and Belnroth had his, which was Wandering Wizard Studios. And we were always just kind of helping each other out and always working together anyway, so we figured why not merge them and just kind of pool our resources a little bit. So that's how we, you know, initially formed 27gaming.com. As far as where the name came from, we went through a lot of names before deciding. I think we argued about it for a month. In fact, one of the names we ended up not going with was Gurgle Gurgle Splat, which I suggested just because we couldn't think of anything else.
Gurgle Gurgle Splat.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we really came very close to using that one. Well, I ended up coming up with 27 because, 27 is my favorite number to start with, for a variety of reasons. I could probably talk about that number for a long time, but, my dad at one time had got a new camera and was, you know, wanting to take pictures and stuff, so I just pulled out some of my dice. I had a 8-sided die and a 12-sided die, and I put 1 to 2 and 1 to 7 so he could take a picture of them. And I thought it looked cool, and instantly in my mind I saw it as a logo for the site. And I passed the idea on to Bell, and he liked it, so we ended up going with 27 Gaming.
Cool.
That logo doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
Yeah, we have a new logo now that, you know, looks better. I still have the pictures of the dice, though. I may pull them out and use them again later.
So how did you guys meet, since Marcus lives in Sweden and you're here in the States? Did y'all just meet online?
The wonderful Neverwinter Nights community. Did you want to take that, Bo?
Met during the development of my old Persistence world, Neverwinter Nights Discworld. They joined as a designer, and they started working together. So we've been working since then.
So are there any plans to bring Discworld back online?
Not at the moment, and it's unlikely it'll ever be brought back, since we took it offline, since no players ever joined, and there wasn't much interest among the current players.
However, I do have to say that if there was one Persistent World that I want to play right now, it's Discworld. So I'm on record saying that.
What is for those that don't know, what is Discworld about?
Well, I know Bell's read a lot more of the books than I have. I've only read about 5 or 6 of them. But it's a series of books by Terry Pratchett. They're humorous fantasy. And I actually got into the series through the PlayStation Adventure games, which I believe are also on PC as well. And the reason I enjoyed those so much is because they were voiced by Eric Idle from Monty Python. And to this day, I consider them the funniest video games of all time.
Very rare, too.
Yeah, I still have Discworld 2 Mortality Bites for PlayStation.
I'm going to play the first one without audio.
Yeah, it's quite a unique setting. It's a world that's being traveled around in like a snow globe on top of a turtle. And
yeah, death, the great Atooine.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Death roams the street. Yeah, it's a pretty wicked tale.
If you just imagine a giant turtle swimming through space, and on his back are 4 elephants, and on the back of those 4 elephants is a big, flat, disc-shaped world. And that's the Discworld.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Within that world, there's like all kinds of madness and cool stuff. So.
And really interesting gods that actually show up in person and break the, you know, windows of atheists' homes.
Okay, so Vivictus X, I seem to remember your name back when we first started the podcast, so have you been a long-time listener?
Yeah, not since the very beginning, but I've been listening since episode 6. And I actually found out about you guys from the shadowthieves.net.
Oh, yes. Played there for a while. Don't actually play there much anymore.
Yeah, neither do I. I never found anyone on the same time as me, and it just became... I mean, as much as I love the place and you know, the people and everything, it just became too hard for me to actually accomplish anything.
Kaveen's a cool guy. He's a...
Oh, very.
Grandmaster DM himself.
How long have you been in the Neverwinter Nights community, and what is your passion that drives you to continue with it?
I guess I'm one of those people who's always wanted to play D&D, but never found anyone to play with, and it's not really a single-player type of game. And I remember I used to read PC Gamer magazine several years before I had a PC, just to follow the industry. And I remembered seeing all these previews, and when it came out, the reviews for a game called Baldur's Gate. And I was, you know, just, I really, really wanted to play it. And it was announced that it would be coming out on Dreamcast, which I had, and was really looking forward to, and then that version was canceled. So I decided to save up and get a PC. By the time I got a PC, and went out and got Baldur's Gate and Icewind Dale as well, Neverwinter Nights was just coming out, but I could not run it on my PC because I'd got a cheap PC that couldn't run pretty much of anything. So I was, you know, looking forward to playing Neverwinter Nights, of course, and I eventually picked up a copy in 2004, but I did not have my PC with me at the time. So I don't think I was able to actually play it until 2005. Got started pretty early, you know, once I got, you know, started playing it, I, you know, checked the manual had information about the community website, you know, in nwn.bioware.com. So checked it out, and I joined, and I've been a member ever since. And I met other people interested in building modules, and kind of taught myself, you know, what I needed to know. I still don't know much about scripting, but we can all thank Lilac Soul for his efforts on that. And that's, I mean, that's really how I got into it, I guess.
Cool. Bill, you want to add anything?
First started playing Neverwinter Nights online in 2003, but it wasn't until I got broadband that I really started playing online. And I played a lot, like 12 hours a day, at least.
My goodness.
Yes. And then I got involved with a newly started Persistent World, Discworld, in 2004, which I later became the host of, after the then current DM, head DM, left. So, I was the head of the module for the last version, which was started in 2005, and it lasted until mid-2006, if I remember correctly. And then I started working while working on Discworld, on a new world, Turnimple, which I then started working on seriously after Neverwinter Nights 2 came out.
So why don't y'all tell us a little bit about the Mad Bishop? Is that the newest one that you guys are developing?
Yeah, this is vague, and I'm the lead on that particular project. One of the interesting things about 27 Gaming is that both Belnaroth and myself are in equal leadership positions, but we each kind of head up our own separate projects and work closely with each other on both of the projects. So we can both fill our design roles and, you know, the other roles as they come in. And Mad Bishop is my newest project. It's going to be pretty small in scope, which is why I'm not even going to have CEP. It's just, just 1.69, and of course, you know, all the expansions. Partly that's due to all the advances that came with 1.69, along with my desire to challenge myself and see what exactly I can do with 1.69 and without CEP. As far as what the module is about, it is rogue-focused. Rogue is definitely my favorite class to play. Gameplay-wise, it's very much designed with a focus on puzzles and atmosphere. It's not so much about combat. I mean, there will be combat in the module, but it's not going to be an action module at all. It'll be very slow-paced and atmospheric. I kind of want to bring a horror vibe. Not necessarily something like a survival horror, but just kind of that sense of creepiness as you delve, you know, deeper and deeper underground. The setting kind of revolves around this temple. You know, obviously, the bishop, you know, he works in a temple.
Does he go mad?
Well, actually, he's been mad for over 100 years before the start of the module.
Okay.
And actually, before the module even begins, he's already dead. But his death and the things that he had been doing in the temple prior to his death and the reason he was able to live as long as he did is kind of the impetus for everything that, you know, that happens throughout the course of the module. And, I'm kind of writing it so that it will unfold as a mystery. You start out with, you know, the simple task to, you know, explore the temple, and there's, rumors that, you know, since the Mad Bishop had lived as long as he did, that he had discovered the Fountain of Youth somewhere in the temple.
Spoiler. So
no, this is all way before the game even starts. So basically, as you explore, you uncover what's really going on, and it kind of unfolds and unravels like a mystery.
Sounds interesting.
But as far as beyond your in-depth story, is there anything unique to this module that players have never seen before?
Well, I would like to think that the puzzles are pretty original and interesting. Like I said, it is very focused on the puzzles and on, you know, the slow progression and mystery solving. I'm going to be spending a lot of time with the lighting and things like that to try and give each area and, I don't know, a unique feel as much as I can within, you know, just using 1.69. And I will also be doing at least one custom song for the soundtrack to the module.
Oh, cool. Have you already done any of the music yet?
Not for the module. I have created some music. I haven't created anything for use in Neverwinter Nights yet. Most of the things I've created really wouldn't fit in that type of a fantasy world. But I do have some ideas, and I have a, I guess you'd call it a partial piece of music. I have like about a minute and a half of an introduction to a song that I do plan on using in the module when I get it completed.
27 Gaming also has a PW, Persistent World in Development. Can you please tell us about that?
It's a Nympho. It's a persistent world that's been in development since, I believe, 2006. And it was first originally designed for Neverwinter Nights 2. So we didn't start in Neverwinter Nights 1 right away, as I normally would have done. But we later moved it to Neverwinter Nights 1.
Why did you do that?
Because of the limitations with the multiplayer aspect in Neverwinter Nights 2 at the time. I know they've improved it now later, but it still has some few problems with the multiplayer that would make it very difficult for me and the other Dungeon Masters to actually get this module to work.
Okay.
Tonympho, the name itself, roughly translates to Pearl Country, and it was named so by the old gods during its creation. And it's a high magic world where mages and magic items are very, very common. And man has knowledge how to create artifacts and other great magic items and stuff. And most people have at least a basic knowledge of how magic works. So it's not uncommon for them to know at least one spell or two. And the interesting part is that a large part of the world is covered by magical darkness, which was caused by a necromancer 1,000 years ago. This area is known as Darklands, and the darkness originated from an island to the southwest of the main continent. When normal people and animals enter this area, it drains your soul, and it's essentially replaced by a dark essence, which turns you into an undead. So, but during the 1,000 years, they've come up with protection against this, so nowadays people can enter as long as they don't get killed in the area.
Yeah. Once they enter it without the protection, are they able to return back to their normal selves, leaving the darkness?
No, unfortunately not. The soul is completely lost forever. So once you're turned, there's no turning back.
But for role players, they would be able to role play out their characters being engulfed by the darkness and still continue their character, or would they be pretty much dead?
Well, since you're not going to enter it until you're higher level, that and higher level undead will retain some of their mental ability, they would be able to continue playing if they were turned.
Oh, wicked.
However, I'm going to try and limit as many players from turning as possible, since it's a bit difficult to handle. I don't want the entire server to be filled with undead.
Oh, yeah. Who are all the members of 27 Gaming, and what do each of them do?
My team consists of myself, they, and then three others, who are Elin, Martin, and David. Now, I am the lead designer and main scripter, so I do all the design work and scripting for the module. They helps with designing and is currently working on merchants. Elin helps with concept art, which I also do a little bit of. Martin and David are area designers and help a little bit with quests and other design tasks.
My team is pretty much, well, right now it's pretty much just me and Belle. I do have a couple of people interested, but they either don't have time currently, it's something they're planning on in the near future, or one of my cousins is really interested in helping as well. He just doesn't have internet yet. But I have a few contacts in school. I go to school for game art and design, actually. And when time allows, we will be adding a couple more members to the team.
Well, are you looking for help or others to join your team right now? And if so, how would they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. I will actually be setting up a new email address within the next couple of days. I meant to do this last week and forgot about it. But contact@27gaming.com. I will have that forward to both Bell's email as well as my own so that people can get a response as quick as possible. And we are definitely looking for anyone interested to help in either project.
You don't have to be awesome at game design or area building or anything. We'll help you with that if you're not that good.
Hear that, folks? They'll help you with some free game training.
We're pretty friendly. We do this for fun. We're not trying to pretend that this is another job, you know?
Now, I'm going to ask y'all probably the hardest question throughout all
What's
of this.
What's that?
Right. When can the community look for the Mad Bishop module to be released? Any time frames yet?
That is kind of a difficult question. I will probably know more for sure within the next couple of weeks. But as it stands right now, I would assume at the earliest 4 or 5 months. But I don't think it would take more than 7 or 8 months. It shouldn't. It's mainly a question of how much time I can dedicate to working on it and how much help I can get with the area building.
Is there anything else you guys would like to tell our listeners?
I would like to thank the Neverwinter Nights community for sure. If the community had not been as awesome and interesting and full of, you know, nice, helpful people, as it is, I would not have stayed as interested in it as I am. You know, I've tried other communities for other games in the past, and I've never stuck around until Neverwinter Nights, mainly because the community was just so helpful and, I don't know, so large.
Who are some of those people that have helped you out? You can name them.
Well, most of them I don't even remember their names anymore because it was so long ago and I haven't kept in contact. I know QWERTY was a big help, but I haven't talked to him in at least a year. Belnaroth, of course. That's really all I can think of. I would specifically, again, like to thank Lilac Soul, because I don't know that much about scripting, and I'm not really interested in the programming aspect of making a game. So his script generator has been a huge help for me. Really, just the community itself. Everybody seems to pull together, release so much custom content and so many things out there just for the sole purpose of helping other people make what they want to make. And that's just amazing to me.
Bell, you have any parting words?
I'd like to thank all the old players of my old, of this world and my beta testers of Tenimpo. And also the entire community as a whole.
All right, cool. Well, David and Marcus, we really appreciate y'all coming and being on the show. Please keep us informed of your progress. You have our emails and you know where our website is. And I'll expect some voice recording since we know you have mics now.
I've been thinking of doing voiceovers for Tenimpo for a while, but that would require additional downloads, so...
Actually, what I mean is, when you're ready to, when you're getting close to releasing your Mad Bishop, please put together a little
A mod spotlight.
Yes, a mod spotlight. That's what I was trying to think of. We haven't had any in so long, I forgot what they were called.
I was already planning on doing that.
And we'll play it in the show.
I just want to wait until it's a lot closer to actually coming out before recording one.
Cool. That would be excellent. Appreciate you guys being on the show. David, thank you. And thank you, Marcus.
Thank you.
Take care, Belnaroth and Vay.
Yeah, it was nice meeting both of you.
And that was a pretty good interview. Those guys are pretty cool with their 27 gaming. Okay, that's it for 2008. And like we said earlier, we're not going to have any more episodes for the new year.
Ever.
We're not going to have any more episodes until the new year.
We're done.
You're supposed to go, oh.
Closing up shop.
I know you'll miss us.
Shutting down the site. Hey, archiving the files.
No, we're not. But we're going to be taking a two-week break to spend more time with families and game, of course. So,
but mostly family.
So,
until next year.
Yeah, that was great.
Level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
By the way, Trey, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you guys in email or on the forums or anything, but I did want to thank you because this was the first podcast I ever actually listened to.
Oh, really?
I'm and sorry. Now I'm subscribed to like 30 of them. So.
Oh, cool. Jay, I love to hear that because he's an avid fan of podcasting in general. I'll tell him that he'll like that.
Somebody die?
I did. I've been a ghost this whole time.
What are you doing to her? Is she under your desk?
I'm not going to put this in the show because this makes me sound like I'm an idiot.
Oh, it's okay to put us in our idiocy moment.
No. Have y'all been idiot? No.
Thank you, Scott.
Edit that out.
Edit that out.
I'm fat and hairy and got a white, dirty tank top on, baby.
Why do you find that funny?
And I'm blah.
Are you going to start playing them out at the beginning of the year?
That's a good point.
You just wait till you see what I do with your voice.
2010.
That's a
come.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm just now getting out of the screen.
Trey, you knew why that was funny.
Okay, fine.
I did not.
2010 will come.
Just
now getting out of the screen.
Nobody loves you, Dragon, like I do.
And on the first day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me
one bag of holding
and a beer.
Yeah, something else.
The
needs
day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me
two healing kits.
Kits.
Two herded cats.
And one bag of holding.
And a beer.
And one bag of holding.
One bag of holding.
On the third day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me
three arrows of fire.
Two whole healing kits.
And one bag of holding.
Where you at, skunk?
Is that supposed to be me?
On the fourth day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me.
What the hell's Nevermas?
Was that supposed to be me?
Four new companions in a hot tub.
Three arrows of fire.
Two healing kits.
And one bag of holding.
On the sixth day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me.
On the fifth.
On the fifth day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me.
Five poong tangs.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Potions of heal.
Oh, sorry.
Five potions of healing. No,
and who picked this key? This is a terrible key.
Four new companions, three arrows of fire, two healing kits,
and a bag of holding.
On the sixth day
of Nevermas, my true love gave to me six extra trap kits,
five potions of heal.
Four new companions in a hot tub.
Three arrows of fire.
Two healing kits.
Come on, Michelle, do that one.
Do what?
And one bag of holding.
I'm sure what you're smoking.
On the seventh day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me.
700 XP.
Six extra trap kits.
Five potions of heal.
Four new companions.
Three arrows of fire. Two healing kits.
You know, even Bob and Doug McKenzie, like, gave up about this point. And then they just went to, like, day 12 and said, this is day 12 and welcome to it.
Okay. This is day 8.
I thought I had three arrows of fire.
Because we could go right to 12 and then we could still say them all.
On the eighth day of Nevermas, my true love gave to me.
We could just sing through it from 12 on down, and then you can edit the song.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I see
what you're saying.
On the twelfth day of Nevermas,
my true love gave to me 12 bags of gold.
11 hours of gameplay.
10th level long sword of death.
9th level armor.
8, raise the dead.
700 XP.
6 extra trap kits.
Everybody.
5 potions of heal. 4 new companions.
3 arrows of fire.
2 healing kits. And 1 bag of holding.